This is South Carolina Public Radio for the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. I'm Colin McCauley with My Telehealth. Veterans experiencing homelessness often face a host of barriers to health care, including transportation challenges, no phone or computer access, and sometimes not even an address to receive prescriptions. For many, the only option is the emergency room, which fragments care and pushes them into crisis more quickly.
They don't have a support system either, so then nobody can bring them to their appointments. So they really are very isolated and alone in their medical care.
That's Dr. Elizabeth Call, a physician and psychiatrist at the Ralph H. Johnson Veterans Affairs Hospital in Charleston. She's the director of the Homeless Patient Aligned Care Team, or HPACT.
The patient aligned care team portion is the primary care model that the VA uses to kind of provide wraparound services to veterans in primary care. But the homeless portion of it is a specialty primary care because we offer different services and more incorporated care coordination between the mental health, housing, and social work.
She says the HPACT model makes healthcare more accessible and flexible for homeless and at-risk veterans.
All of the HPACs nationwide provide open access walk-in hours, and that's at least 40 to 50% of our patient care is provided through the flexible appointment times. So veterans who don't have phones, they can just show up during that time and know that they'll be seen.
For veterans without transportation to a VA hospital, there is a mobile medical unit that goes to them.
It's an exam room on wheels, basically, and it has ways that we can do wound care, vaccinations. We have an exam table for all the preventative services and physical exams that we need to do.
Telehealth plays a big role on the mobile medical unit. Here's Dr. Call during a video visit with Willie Stanley, a Vietnam War veteran.
How are you doing with your medications and your breathing?
My breathing is okay.
The mobile medical unit is parked in a North Charleston neighborhood, where a nurse and peer support specialist are meeting Stanley. They use a VA smartphone to connect Stanley for his video visit with Dr. Call. Stanley survived a stroke, but it affected his speech and ability to walk. He's endured hardships and struggled with substance abuse. Stanley has been homeless on and off through the years. He doesn't like to talk much about the 2 years he served in Vietnam, but he does say many vets turn to substance use as a way to block out memories of combat.
A lot of vets came back with mental issues, then a lot of came back with, substance abuse issues.
Adama Johnson is the facility telehealth coordinator at the Charleston VA. She says the VA's mental health program relies heavily on telehealth for behavioral health care treatment.
Mental health is one of our strongest programs that we have, and they use synchronous telehealth for that, and that's video. So they can see their provider can see them.
Johnson says telehealth eliminates barriers to care for veterans and their families.
We can bring that care to them and help them feel connected with the services that they deserve.
Dr. Call says virtual care is key to staying connected with veterans in the long term.
Homelessness is not a once and done kind of thing. It can be very relapsing for people throughout their lifetimes. So if we're able to keep them connected in mental health care and medical care after they get housed through telehealth services, through outreach services, then we decrease the likelihood that they'll be homeless again too.
I'm Colin McCauley with My Telehealth. To follow our stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. You can also hear this report on southcarolinapublicradio.org.